This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military said Tuesday it carried out airstrikes to destroy three launchers that were used to send a barrage of 100 rockets fired from Lebanon toward the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The cross-border violence was the latest round in consistent fighting that has raised international concerns about the spread of the Israeli-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip to other parts of the region. Israel also reported Tuesday carrying out new airstrikes in the Khan Yunis area of southern Gaza as it pushes forward with its campaign to eliminate the Hamas militant group. As the United Nations warns of an accelerating food crisis in Gaza, a ship loaded with 200 tons of aid departed Cyprus Tuesday on its way to bring relief to the enclave by sea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The food's being gathered by World Food Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres, and is being carried on a barge attached to a ship belonging to the Spanish aid group Open Arms. It's expected to arrive at an undisclosed location on the Gaza coastline in a few days. The shipments are test for the opening of a sea corridor to supply aid to the territory, where starvation is spreading 5 months into the Israel-Hamas war. The U.S. also plans to construct a sea bridge near Gaza to deliver aid, likely to take weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen addressed a European Union summit in Brussels on Tuesday and noted that ship departed Cyprus was a pilot project for a larger effort to open a maritime corridor to get aid into Gaza, put together by the EU, the United States, the United Arab Emirates, Britain, and other regional partners. She said Gaza is at a tipping point and all means must be used to get in aid.
Everybody knows how difficult it is to move aid into and within Gaza. All routes have to be used to reach people in need. And this is where the maritime corridor comes into play.
This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels Monday targeted a Liberian-flagged container ship in the Red Sea with missiles, producing an explosion near the vessel, but causing no damage. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center said that the master of the vessel reported the explosion and said no one was hurt. The UK MTO later identified the vessel as the Pinocchio, managed by a Singaporean firm. The U.S. Military Central Command said the Houthis used two anti-ship ballistic missiles in the attack. The rebels said that they will continue their attacks aimed at pressuring an end to the Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry has tendered his resignation as head of the Caribbean nation, coming amid a surge of gang violence, which has killed thousands and, according to the UN, displaced hundreds of thousands more since 2021. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Henry tendered his resignation at a conference of Caribbean community states held in nearby Jamaica. The unelected 74-year-old neurosurgeon has held his rule since the 2021 assassination of Haiti's last president. Late last month, he traveled to Kenya to secure its leadership of a United Nations-backed international security mission to help Haitian police fight gangs. However, a drastic escalation of violence in the capital, Port-au-Prince, while he was gone left him stranded in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico and prompted Washington to airlift staff from its embassy in Haiti on Sunday. Regional leaders gathered in Jamaica the next day to discuss the framework for a political transition in Haiti. While gangs had been calling for Henri to step down, he has repeatedly postponed elections, saying security must first be restored.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Russian officials said Tuesday Ukraine has launched a wave of long-range drones against targets deep inside Russia. The officials said the drones hit at least two oil facilities in an attack on eight regions of Russia. After a high-profile incident earlier this year, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is urging U.S. aircraft manufacturer Boeing to cooperate with a federal investigation. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Over the weekend, Buttigieg said that Boeing has been under enormous scrutiny since a panel blew off a Boeing 737 MAX jetliner in mid-flight in January. The Wall Street Journal reported that the Department of Justice had launched a criminal investigation into the blowout on the Alaska Airlines jet. That followed Boeing's admission that it couldn't find records that the National Transportation Safety Board requested for work done on the panel at a Boeing factory. Boeing gave a one-sentence response saying, "We will continue to cooperate fully and transparently with all government investigations and audits as we take comprehensive action to improve safety and quality at Boeing." Donna Porter, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.